You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Also today, yeah, it's Super Tuesday. The candidates in today's slate of primary elections are looking for victories, yes, but they need something else that's almost as important: delegates. Those are the people who attend the party conventions and actually do the nominating for the Democrats and Republicans. Now, on the Democratic side, there are these things called superdelegates. These are politicians who aren't pledged to anyone, and they pick their candidates at their nominating conventions. And they can sometimes swing things in a close race. And tell me you're not surprised by this. They can also get campaign contributions from the presidential candidates. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer takes it from here.
Superdelegates are usually members of Congress, governors, or officials of the Democratic National Committee, and campaign contributions from the candidates are pretty common.
I think we need to be profoundly worried about money in politics in America.
Christopher Robertson is a professor of law at the University of Arizona. He studies campaign finance, specifically how contributions affect behavior. He's found that if people are given money, they feel like they need to reciprocate. He says that could be a factor in a close contest at the party convention.
And if the final tally is a close one, you can imagine a few votes on the margin shifting because of these feelings of reciprocity that are created by money.
There were lots of campaign contributions to Democratic superdelegates during the 2008 presidential campaign, both from Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. The Center for Responsive Politics, a campaign finance watchdog, studied those contributions. Sheila Krumholtz is executive director.
In our research from 2008, campaign contributions for Obama and Clinton predicted endorsements for them 80% of the time.
In other words, the presidential candidate who gave money to a superdelegate usually got that delegate's vote. Krumholtz says there's a strong correlation, but not a clear-cut quid pro quo. That's a point David Hopkins emphasizes, too. He teaches political science at Boston College. He says the superdelegates weigh a lot of factors when deciding who gets their vote at the convention.
Who do the voters in my district support? Who do I think would be a better president? Who do I agree with more on the issues? Who do I think would be a stronger candidate for the party in the general election?
Hopkins says superdelegates aren't as big a part of the mix in the free-for-all race for the Republican nomination. Some Republican National Committee members have something like a superdelegate role, but it's a much smaller group of people. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
We'll have more election coverage looking at the economy in all 11 Super Tuesday states at Marketplace.org.